Evernote tasks. That's what we're talking about today. Hi, this is Frank Buck, and this is the place to be if you want to get organized and make it look easy. Now, today is not about the mechanics of creating a task or assigning a due date. Today's about a strategy that makes use of the unique features of Evernote. So I'm going to tell you what makes Evernote task unique, how to organize repeating tasks, how to organize single tasks that relate specifically to particular notes, how to organize tasks that do not relate to specific notes, and finally, two ways to approach due dates. Now, to start, there's a simple principle involved in documentation or note-taking that I've used for a very long time. I got the idea from a book by Dr. Charles Hobbs called Time Power. It's a brilliant book written back in the late 80s, and he's using his tool, the Daytimer Paper Planner. But the principle is the same, whether it's paper or digital. As you're taking notes, whether it's a phone call, it's a one-on-one meeting, it's a workshop, et cetera, you're taking your notes, but there are usually to-dos that come out of those notes. And the thing to do is to put those to-dos right there in the body of the notes. Don't flip back and forth between the pages of a paper planner. And in the digital world, don't go back and forth between a task app and your notes app trying to put things in the right place. It just opens up all kind of room for error. Put it all in the body of the notes. And then later you go back and you look at your notes, you make your notes better, you improve the task, you add due dates as appropriate, and then you harvest those tasks and put them where they need to go, onto the, you know, the particular pages of a paper planner or the particular dates in a digital task manager. So that's the principle that's involved. Now, for me, since 2013, there's been some automation going on here. I've been using a service that's called Task Clone. So I take my notes, I put my to-dos right there in the body of the notes. I just put a little checkbox in front of anything that's going to be a to-do. And then Task Clone, since 2013, has copied and pasted those into my digital task manager and given me a little link back to the original notes. So when it comes time to do the task, there's a little link that takes me back to the note that probably gives a little more context or a little bit more description. So the beauty of Evernote task and the thing that makes Evernote task unique is it gives all Evernote users the ability that I have had since 2013. You have the ability to put task in a note, mark it as a task, give it a due date, et cetera, and Evernote automatically puts that in one task list. So all of your tasks are harvested from all of the notes, and they're put in one place so that you can work on things by due date, and they give you a little link that takes you right back to the note. Now, Evernote's had that ability for roughly 2 years, but the reason I'm talking about it to you today is because they've really put some time and effort into beefing up that task manager. So in the body of the blog post, I'm going to give you links to some good resources that explain more about the mechanics, how to create a task, how to assign a repeating pattern, that kind of thing. And then you can make the decision on whether Evernote tasks are right for you or whether you want to continue with the digital task manager that you presently use. So let's say that you made the decision that you're going to start using Evernote task. Let's start with setting up repeating tasks. One basic principle of Evernote task is that every task must live with inside a note. So we're going to set up a logical system. I want you to begin by creating a notebook and call it repeating underscore task so that it appears as if it's one word. When you do that, it simply helps things appear better in search. So repeating underscore tasks. Inside that notebook, we're going to create 12 notes: January, February, March, all the way through December. Okay, when you got your 12 notes label, start thinking through the tasks that you perform in each one of those months. What tasks do you perform each and every January? Just start listing them in the January note. Make each one of them a task. Give each one a due date of the next time you're going to do that task, and then make each one of those a repeating task. Then do the same thing with your February note, your March note, all the way through December. Now, there probably are also some tasks that you perform each and every month. Create a note called something like monthly underscore task, or just monthly, and list those tasks that you perform each and every month. It might be changing the air conditioner filter. It might be giving the dog the heartworm pill, whatever it is for you. Just list those, make them tasks, put a date for when each one of those needs to be done again, make them repeating tasks. All right. Now, what about every week? You probably have some weekly repeating tasks. Create a note called weekly. List them out. Give them a due date. Make them repeating tasks. Make them tasks. Do you have some daily repeating tasks? If so, create a note for that. And then you probably also have a few miscellaneous things, some things that occur every 4 years or every 4 months. So probably one more note for all of those. And again, give it, make them tasks. Make them repeating. Give it a date of when it needs to happen this very next time. Now, once you've got all of that set up, this is not going to be a place that you're going to visit very often. It's not going to be the place that you work from. Really, all it's going to be is sort of a reference. If someone asks you, what sort of tasks do you perform every March? Well, you could go there and you show them. What tasks do you perform every week in your life? You've got a place where you can show them. But where you're going to work from is the task kingdom in Evernote. All of the tasks that you put in those notes that we've just created, they're going to show up in the task kingdom, and they're going to show up for, you know, whatever dates you assign to them. So that's where you're going to be doing your work. As you check off something in the task kingdom, it also checks it off in that particular note. Now, what's going to happen, since all of these are repeating tasks, is when a repeating task is checked off, the date simply changes. It just simply updates the date to the next time that thing is going to happen. So if you go back to your February note, it's going to have the same tasks. They'll just be notes that it'll just simply be dates that are now a year out in the future, if all of that makes sense. So everything's going to stay nice and neat. So now you've got a notebook for your repeating task, and you have a set of notes inside that lists those repeating tasks in a logical manner. You can add to it as you go along. As more tasks come into your life or you think of more tasks, you can go back into those notes, add them as appropriate, and they're going to show up there in the task kingdom. So now, next, let's move on to tasks that do not repeat. They're just single actions, but they relate directly to notes that you have in Evernote. So you make a phone call and you took some notes during the call, and you also listed some to-dos during that call. And so right there they are in the body of the notes. That's great. You give each one of those tasks a due date. You give it a priority. You can add any description that you like for it. And now you've earned the right to forget about that task. As you work through your task list in the task kingdom, there those tasks are going to be. You check them off in the task kingdom. They're going to be checked off in the body of the notes. And that's a good thing, because now as you look back at the note, there's the information as well as the tasks that are completed. You can see which ones are completed. You can also see which tasks are still not completed. So very valuable resource for you. Now, what about if you find yourself creating a task and it relates to a note, but you're not in that note right now? You know, the meeting has long since been over, but you happen to think of another task that does relate to that meeting that you were in. Well, of course, you could go back to those meeting notes and add your task there, or you can do it right there in the task kingdom. You can just go into the task kingdom and create a new task and then associate that task with the note that you wanted. It's going to now show up in the note. When you mark it complete one place, it's going to mark it complete in the other place. Now, remember, every task lives inside a note. So the next example is going to get a little more sticky, and it involves the tasks that do not relate to any note that you have. However, every task must live inside a note. Okay, so you'll notice when you create a new task from the task kingdom, or you create the new task button, you see the name of a note at the very top, and currently that default name or that default note is called Things to Do. It's a catch-all note for any task that doesn't relate to a specific note. Now, very quickly, that note is going to become overwhelming. It's going to be a combination of every single task that you have added, whether or not that task has been completed. So you're going to have uncompleted tasks, and you're going to have completed tasks, and it's all going to be mixed together. It's going to be a mess, and it's going to be a mess very quickly. You're never going to work from that note. You're going to be working from the task kingdom. And currently, there's no way to hide the completed tasks so that you can see what's left. Now, in my workflow, I have a very strong conviction that a task manager should give you a collection bucket that lets you trap all of the new tasks in one place. Later, you can look at what you've added, clean up the wording, add priorities, add dates, add descriptions, add repeating patterns, etc. See, the thing is that you don't want to put all of that pressure on yourself during the heat of the battle. You know, when a task comes your way, you don't need to feel the pressure of having to word it correctly, assign the appropriate due date, make it a repeating task, give it a priority, so forth and so on. No, what you need is a system that's going to allow you to take what comes at you quickly, throw it in your system quickly, and then later in the day when the dust settles, you can look in one place and see those things that you added quickly and clean them up. And that's when you have the peace of mind. So if you've been using Evernote tasks at all, it's likely that that default task note, the one called Things to Do, is already a mess. So let's just leave it alone. I'm going to recommend that you create two more notes. Title one of them, Tasks _ Inbox. Title the other one, Tasks _ Organized. So next, we're going to make the tasks _ inbox note the default note. Any task that you add and you don't want to assign to another note, it's going to go there. So here's how to make that note your default note for task. All right, we're going to click on the task kingdom in the left sidebar. And you see your list of tasks appear, and in the upper right corner, you see that little three-dot menu, and you're going to choose from the settings the one that says Default Task Note. Here, you'll get to choose any note you want. Start typing in the search window, tasks _ inbox, and your note's going to very quickly appear for you. So click on it, click Done. It's now the default note. So each day, all of those tasks are going to be added to Evernote. They're all going to be added to that particular note. Each day, your job will be to look at the tasks _ inbox, clean up what you see there. And when each task appears the way you want it, it's got the proper wording, it's got the due date you want, it's a repeating task if you want, it's got the priority you want, it's got a description if you want. You're going to move each of those tasks from that note to the one called task _organized. In other words, what you're going to do is you're going to get that tasks inbox empty every day. That way, it's not a mess. It's only the tasks that have come in that day that you need to give yourself a chance to look at again. And when you have them the way you want them, you move them to that other note. Now, of course, they're also going to be now in the task kingdom for the appropriate dates, and that's exactly what you want. Now, we're never going to be working from that tasked underscore organized note. That's going to become a real dumpster fire. That's going to be the note that has all of the tasks that haven't been done and the tasks that have been done. It's going to be overwhelming. The only time you'll ever go to that note is just to remind yourself of how much has been on your plate. You're going to be working from the task kingdom. And once a day, you're going to be looking at that task inbox, cleaning everything up, and then moving everything. Now, the bad part is you've got to move the notes from one note to the other one at a time. That's kind of a drag, and I hope that sometime in the future we'll be able to do some things with multi-selection. Who knows? Finally, we're going to look at two approaches to due dates, and this is going to take a little bit of thought on your part as far as which is going to work better for you. Either one will work. You just have to be consistent. One approach is to give every task a due date. The due date represents the day that you want to see that task again. So you then just simply sort your list by due date and you're good to go. Your list may be long, but the things that you need to see today are going to be at the top, and the things for far in the future are going to be way on down there. So, and that's the practice that I've used for almost 20 years. One reason that I do it is it's an approach that will work with virtually any task manager. So it's easy for me to teach. It's easy for people to understand. And the advantage, or one advantage that I have with Remember the Milk, which is the digital task manager I use, is that I can select multiple tasks at the same time and change due dates or priority or anything else I want to in mass. In Evernote, at least for right now, you've got to go through and change due dates one at a time. And that's a fair number of mouse clicks. It's kind of a drag right now. So here's the other approach, and that is to give due dates to only the tasks that truly have a due date. You see, most of what you have to do doesn't have to be done on a specific day. You just need to get it done as soon as you can get it done. So if that task gets done today, that's great. If not, it can roll over to tomorrow or the next day. But what you have in front of you are tasks that are simply available to you. What you don't want to do is spend a lot of time updating due dates for tasks that really don't have any due dates at all. So in this case, all of your repeating tasks would obviously have due dates. Any single task that you cannot or should not do until some future time is going to have a due date. But for all of the others that are available to you now, you can just leave off the due dates. So now when you look at the task kingdom in Evernote, you could sort your list by dates, which is a logical thing to do. And what you'll see is at the very top are tasks that are overdue, followed by tasks that are due today, and then tasks that are due tomorrow, and then the next 7 days in the future, and then the tasks with no due dates are at the bottom. Now, that's fine if you've only got 10 tasks on the whole list, but you're going to see very quickly as you start to put tasks in there what's going to happen. The tasks with no due dates are going to wind up at the very bottom. They're going to wind up after all of the repeating tasks that you have that don't occur for months. They're going to wind up after that task that's reminding you to renew your driver's license 3 years from now or your passport 7 years from now. So that's going to be unworkable, and it's going to get there very quickly. But there is an easy workaround for it. As you look at the task kingdom, you're going to see that you can view your task in several different ways. You see headers that say, my tasks, notebooks, notes, today, and assigned. And each one of those views, it has its times when you would use it. At least that's how it's laid out for right now. And as time goes on, any number of things are subject to change. But if you like the idea of only using due dates for tasks that truly have a due date, the view that you're going to want to use is the today view. You're going to see tasks overdue, followed by tasks for today, tomorrow, the next 7 days, the future, and finally no due dates. But how's this any good, you say? Here we are looking at the problem of tasks that are available to us now being at the very bottom of the list all over again, right after all of those repeating tasks that don't repeat for months, etc. But there's one thing that we're going to do that's going to fix this. Beside each of those little headers, you know, tomorrow, next 7 days, the future, etc., you're going to see that little arrow point that you can use to expand or collapse that particular section. We're going to collapse the sections for tomorrow, next 7 days, and future. Now, you have a list that shows you things that are truly overdue. They have a due date, and they are truly overdue, and they're at the top of your list, followed by things that are truly due today. And then next, you're going to see all of the things that are available to you now, but don't have to be done today. And that's the order where I think I'd like to see my task list. How about you? Things that are truly overdue at the top, followed by things that are truly due today, followed by all of those other options that you have. Now, if you go to the mobile app, you're going to see the same sort of arrangement. Now, right now, instead of that view being called today, it's called due dates, but it's the same thing. There you're going to be able to collapse the tomorrow, the next 7 days, and the future. And now you see a list just the way that you would want to see it. Evernote has come an awfully long way in terms of giving you a task list that will work. It's still not the most powerful task list on the market by any amount of means. However, it is giving you a functional list that works with your notes and does so without you having to pay for both a task manager and a notes app. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Please leave me a comment in the comments of the video on YouTube or in the comments on the blog post. Thanks for stopping by. And if you liked this content, there's plenty more that's just as nuts and bolts. This has been Frank Buck, helping you get organized and make it look easy.